You're tuned to The Record on KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman. A D.C. think tank today released its list of the 10 most regressive tax systems in the country. And guess who took home the gold? Well, you're right. It's Washington State. The liberal research organization, Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy, ranks every state on how their tax codes affect both the top and bottom earners. This isn't the first time Washington's been the most regressive state. Meg Weehy is state policy director at the Institute. She told Ross Reynolds Washington's tax system has something of a reputation.
Every version of our report, Washington State has been the clear top most regressive. So since we first introduced this report in 1996 and every edition since then.
What does it say when a state has a regressive tax system? What does it say about how it affects the state, what it's like to live there?
I guess what it really means is that if you're a low-income family, if you're a minimum wage worker or making poverty-level wages, the tax system in Washington State is not making it any easier on you to make ends meet. In fact, it's pushing those families further into poverty and making it even harder for them to purchase basic necessities and to get a leg up.
When a state has a regressive tax system, as Washington does, how does it affect the state's ability to pay for stuff?
I think, you know, there have been studies over, I think one of the more striking studies in recent years was a study from Standard & Poor's that came out last fall that suggests that state tax systems like Washington that rely so heavily on regressive taxes, meaning that you're really hitching your revenue wagon to those people in the state who have either stagnant wages or even declining wages, that could have real consequences for the ability for the state to have stable revenues over the long term. So it's major and very practical reasons to care about this regressivity as well.
Now, you say it's unfair that people who make a lot of money pay a lower percentage of that money in taxes, but they pay a lot. Nevertheless, we did some back-of-the-envelope calculations that the top 1% earners can pay as much as $10,000 in state taxes. If they're paying a large amount like that, why do you say that they're not paying their fair share?
Well, that's exactly why our study looks at effective tax rates and not at the aggregate dollars. It's much more, if you're a millionaire making and paying $10,000 is not that big of an ask of a millionaire. You're still going to have money to have a nice house and to be able to put food on the table and clothing, send your kids to college, have a nice car, and still have a lot of money to put aside in the savings. Whereas you're a minimum wage worker and we're asking you to pay 17%, close to 17% of your income in taxes, while that in a dollar terms may be a lot less than $10,000, it's making it a lot harder for that minimum wage worker to make ends meet.
Meg Weehy, State Policy Director for the liberal research organization Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy. Not everyone who studies Washington's tax structure comes to the same conclusion as Weehy's group. Paul Guppy is Vice President of Research at the Conservative Washington Policy Center, and as you might expect, he has a different take. He told Ross Reynolds it all comes down to how you count the numbers.
We would not necessarily agree with the idea that the government is entitled to a certain percentage of everybody's income. And in fact, our state has rejected a state income tax in the past. Having said that, however, we do need tax reform so that the tax burden falls less on working families and the poor. And there are ideas. We've proposed a single business tax or changing the way the sales tax works in order to accomplish that.
What do you think the measurable goal should be in making Washington State's tax system less regressive?
Great point. So the major goal would be for the government to control its spending levels, which tend to increase 6 to 8% every budget cycle. And that would take care of the overall burden that the state imposes on citizens in the first place. And then from there, work towards having a fairer system, as I described before.
You know, Paul, the governor has proposed a capital gains tax, and the Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy, the ones who came up with this report saying Washington State's system was the most regressive, they say that's a progressive step that would reduce our regressivity. What do you say to that?
Yeah, we think a capital gains tax is a bad idea for a couple of reasons. What the governor is doing, after he had promised to not raise taxes, he's proposing a whole new tax that hasn't existed before. So we don't think that we should add a new tax, first of all. Secondly, a capital gains tax is a kind of income tax, and it would discourage investment in our state, and it would hurt savers and people who are saving for retirement. But mainly, it's just the way that it adds to the tax system. So talking about tax reform separately makes sense, but adding a new tax onto what we already have is not moving in the right direction.
Paul Guppy, Vice President of Research at the conservative think tank, the Washington Policy Center. Legislature kicked off its 2015 session Monday. Taxes and revenue are going to loom large, and you'll have the play-by-play here on The Record.